It's great to welcome you here this morning and to share a few thoughts with you today. How wonderful is our orchestra with us this morning? How about we thank our orchestra? Who have been rehearsing for some time. But let me open up God's word for us today. Now, I wanted to share a little bit about me. I'm a child of the 80s. So I'm part of the last generation not to grow up with the internet. But I quite like social media. It's my way of kind of understanding the culture of the generations that come after me. But what I mostly see on social media is influencers, nostalgia, humour, which is often a commentary on the human condition, meaningful stories and anecdotes. I don't know if you've seen the one recently about the elderly man getting out his kettleball weight, you know, that he's doing, and everyone's wondering why he's doing it. And then at the end of the story, it's to lift his granddaughter to put the star on the tree. You know, beautiful things like that. For me, much of it seems to be about the pursuit of purpose and meaning. And sometimes I find myself following someone just to kind of hear what they have to say. And the sad thing is that some of these influencers, they often have a limited well to draw from. They are their own ultimate source of wisdom. And I find myself becoming quite attached to some of them and grieve when their own wisdom runs dry. And as we open the first page of the New Testament today, which is what we've heard from in both English and Mandarin this morning, we find a list, a family tree, by no means a perfect group of people, but a people and a nation that were expectant for tangible and meaningful change. They had a sense of purpose, and it was to culminate in the coming of a special person, a Messiah, a word that just means anointed one. Messiah is Hebrew, Christ is Greek, it means the same thing. They were expecting a figure like King David who would be noble and good and would rally his people so that the nation would have peace and prosperity. And Matthew's gospel opens with the unmistakable declaration that this has happened, this has come to pass, the king has come. But there's a twist. It's not quite what they were expecting. He's from a backwater village, born to poor parents, birthed in an animal shelter. His arrival is declared to shepherds, the lowest of the low in that society, so much so that their testimony in court was invalid. He'd soon after become a refugee. On the surface, there was nothing very kingly or special about this baby. But as the pages of Matthew's gospel unfolds, even amid Jesus' relative obscurity at the beginning, we see a story of immense purpose, true purpose, and meaning. And all that is foreshadowed in these few verses at the end of chapter 1. They begin with an unlikely hero, Joseph, the adoptive father of Jesus. He's a law-abiding Jew who is trying to work out what he should do about the news of his fiancée's pregnancy. But in a dream, he's told that he should take Mary as his wife and that her pregnancy is from the Holy Spirit. And Joseph is obedient and plays his part in the unfolding story. In his dream, he's given a name and a title for this child. The name is Jesus and the title is Emmanuel. And these two names speak to the meaning and purpose of this anointed one, this child. So how do these two names help us to get deeper into the true meaning of the Christmas event? Well, the name Jesus means God saves. And we're told explicitly in this passage, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. God comes in the person of Jesus to address a problem. The Bible calls this problem sin, though we might call it rebellion or excuse making. The original word is taken from an archery term, which simply means to miss the mark. You see, sin isn't just about what we do in our unguarded moments. It is that as well. But significantly, it's what we participate in, what we walk past, what systems we support. It's turning a blind eye to injustice or exploitation because it's too hard, too political, too unpopular. It's putting our own interests, noble though they may be, ahead of others. And what faith in Jesus means to billions of people across this planet who will be celebrating today is that the emptiness we sometimes feel, the unworthiness we sometimes feel, the helplessness to impact change, he can take that from us, and in his place, he gives us true and lasting freedom that is impossible to achieve on our own. All that scrolling and searching and absorbing that this generation do online, Jesus answers the question to what is the meaning and purpose of life. The first part of the answer is God saves. He saves us from feeling nebulous guilt and shame. He brings reconciliation to the areas of our life where we are genuinely out of step with his good purpose for us. And he replaces the mindset and the pain with his unconditional light and freedom. Jesus, Yeshua, God saves. The second name for the child born to Mary and Joseph is Emmanuel. We're told a name that means God with us. It links back to a prophecy several centuries earlier, spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Emmanuel, God with us. It goes to the heart of what we celebrate at Christmas because this child is more than a teacher, will be more than a cult of personality. His teaching will be more than a rule of life. The God of heaven enters our story, breaks into history to be with us. He makes himself vulnerable. He experiences our human condition, the worst of it. He cries, he bleeds, he's abused, he dies. He says, I am with you in all the muck of this life. And Matthew's gospel beautifully starts and finishes with this theme, here with Emmanuel, God with us. And at the end, Jesus promised to be with his followers always, even to the end of the age. You see, he didn't just come for one moment at Christmas, he stays with us. Not only does Jesus bring purpose and meaning, not only does he take all the muck and pain and sin of this world upon himself, but he goes with us. He himself, by his Holy Spirit, is our constant companion and guide. He is ultimately God with us and God for us. He is the only influencer who can genuinely point to himself and say, I am enough. You need not look anywhere else. So, in my scrolling, I saw something on the internet last week. Someone did a scientific study on the impact of changing people's habits from occasional Bible reading to reading the Bible four or more consecutive days in a row. And this is what they found. They said, they found that people who read for at least 4 days consecutively, they saw loneliness drop by 30%. They saw bitterness decrease by 43%. They saw anger reduce by 32%. They saw alcohol dependency go down by 42%, and the watching of pornography decrease by 60%. Now, I'm not here today to attest to how authentic or how scientific this study is, but I can tell you as a pastor of 25 years that these are the kinds of changes that we see in people who make a definitive choice to walk with Jesus, because walking with Jesus works. Christmas is when we celebrate the free gift of Jesus entering our story and inviting us into his life to live as a member of his family. And all it asks of us is that we be like Joseph, that when we hear the call and do what the Lord, that we get up and do what the Lord has shown us to do, to surrender self-sufficiency and accept his wisdom and his presence in our lives. If you're here today as someone who has followed Jesus for a long time or a short time, you might like to reaffirm this commitment today to walk with him afresh, to surrender to him. And if you're someone here today who's visiting, perhaps on a different journey, then the invitation is offered to you today, perhaps for the first time. Accepting a gift, just like these gifts here, is easy. Walking it out takes some time and tenacity. But know that if you do take the step, and it's just a step, that Jesus will walk with you in every situation, no matter how difficult, and he will never, ever leave you. That's the gift. That's the meaning our hearts yearn for. That is how we can live with purpose, because it's real and because it works.